California's K-12 students showed the largest year-over-year improvement in both math and English test scores since before the pandemic. But despite the improvement across all grade levels and all student groups, scores still aren't what they used to be. Even with last school year's gains, only 49% of students meet or exceed the state standards in English, and 37% in math. Prior to the pandemic, over half of California's students were proficient or advanced in English, and 40% in math. Although scores are moving in the right direction across all student groups, albeit slowly, significant equity gaps remain. The gaps between Black and Hispanic students and White and Asian students narrowed slightly, but they remain large nonetheless. In math, for example, a fifth of Black students are proficient or advanced, compared with a quarter of Hispanic students, half of White students, and nearly three-quarters of Asian students. Furthermore, the gaps between low-income and wealthy students widened in every subject, and the gender gap in math, which was inching closed prior to COVID, now continues to grow. One bright spot was the Los Angeles Unified School District, whose students exceeded their pre-pandemic scores. In a Friday press conference at Maywood Elementary School, State Superintendent Tony Thurmond joined teachers, parents, board members, and community members to explore what worked. LAUSD Board President Scott Schmerlson highlighted localized efforts to improve outcomes for disadvantaged students.
I'm proud of all the gains that we made across the board, but I'm especially proud of a certain group. A certain group would include our foster youth and our homeless students. I want to thank our foster youth counselors, our homeless ed counselors, our PSAs and our PSWs for enabling this group of students to be able to succeed by helping them with their socio-emotional needs and having them succeed. I also want to tell you there's lots of people who aren't here who are responsible for having these wonderful successes. And that includes the front office clerical workers who not only take care of everything making the school run, but also protect our kids. They know very clearly that no one, no agent comes into the main office without a warrant signed by a judge. There are protectors in the front of the school.
Superintendent Thurmond touted statewide initiatives that he says have contributed to California's score improvements.
We're also proud of our partnership and the investments that the state of California has made here and throughout the state to be the only state in the nation that provides preschool for every four-year-old in a new grade that's been created in transitional kindergarten, the only state that provides universal meals to every hungry student, that has provided almost $1 billion to support reading coaches and professional development for educators at every level, a state that provides $4 billion for community schools to meet the mental health needs of our students, and continues to provide resources for arts and music education.
Much of the funding for these initiatives, to which education officials attribute the surge in scores, came from one-time federal and state grants. Governor Gavin Newsom has kept the majority of the state funding intact, but the federal grants that haven't expired yet may be jeopardized by President Trump's multi-billion dollar cuts to public education. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirchner.